The greatest memories of Maradona was the handball that time. Everybody remembers Maradona for what he did, you know. What a great player, what a great player. I'm involved in soccer all down to my life, you know, Dundalk, Shamrock Rovers, Cork City. Best ever, best ever.
Do you think he was the best ever?
Oh, undoubtedly.
And was it just born into him? Was it natural skill? Was it because he had to work that much harder because he came from the streets?
Yeah, his natural skills, of course, you know. Every footballer should be able to use two legs. And that man could use two legs.
And he was small, 5'5".
Oh, that's all, 5'5". I'm a little bit bigger than him, but a tremendous player altogether. He was born with a footballer's brain. Footballers playing today, they can't play the football. They can't play. I mean, they're getting money for jam over in England. You sign for an English club and you're a millionaire straight away, you know. And then they're on the bench, they don't give two cares. Maradona is the type of player that he wanted to play all the time.
So when the news broke yesterday evening that he had died, how did that make you feel?
It was very sad. Very, very sad. Very, very sad altogether. Another great player gone to rest, you know.
And
brilliant
you're
player.
Saying perhaps the best ever.
Oh, without doubt. There's nobody else. Nobody else ever did what Maradona did.
I was watching a Netflix documentary in Mexico last night, and Maradona took hold of a club not that long ago, just a few years ago. And everywhere he went, he was followed by a scrum of media. Even, you could say, well, we now know his golden years because he's dead. He really was a global celebrity right till the end.
Maradona was like the Pope. Wherever Maradona went, people wanted to meet him, you know, wanted his autograph, wanted his signature. Ah, unbelievable autograph. The greatest ever. Greatest ever. Now, I'd be a George Best fan. Nothing would beat him. Nothing would beat Maradona. Very, very sad day.
Enrique to Maradona. Different class.
I think he went too soon, but it was of his own making. You know, anybody who reaches that level of fame goes off the wall. I just think it's carelessness. I'm sad for his family, but I think it could have been prevented.
So you think he could have lived far longer, but he lived
absolutely
life to the max every day?
Absolutely, every day and beyond.
He was a bright spark that burnt out too soon.
He was a genius. I mean, he was just a genius. He's like a magician on the pitch, but in his private life, I think it was of his own doing, and it is very sad.
They're appealing for offside and the goal is given. What point was he offside, or was it a use of the hand that England are complaining about?
I remember the hand of God, obviously. His second goal as well, where he just went through the complete defence and no one had any chance to get past him, and Jimmy McGee's the commentary that he made. He's just a different class. He was a different class in his day.
Do you think Argentina played so well against England because just 4 years earlier we had the Falklands War? You could say that the first goal was cheeky, the second was class.
The second was class. The first one was, you know, it was handball really at the end of the day, but the second one was just the best goal I've ever seen in my life. He'd go down in time anyway as being one of the greats and probably the best.
And where were you when Diego Maradona died? What were you doing?
I was at home and I saw it on my phone that he had passed away.
86, the World Cup against England. He knocked them out of the World Cup. He had a guide or whatever. Yeah, when he held the ball into the net, 86 knocked England out. Georgie Best, Pelé, he was the best of the whole lot of them.
Maradona, brilliant. What he did against England, unbelievable.
So, and your memories, could you actually see the handball the first time, or was it afterwards?
No. Actually, I was on a bus. I was in a band and we were travelling to do a gig. And the nearest town, we see the match, which we did. Kept going back to the handball, but other than that, it was great memories of him. He was a brilliant guy, but damaged. I mean, where he came from.
So he came from the pipe, he came from the streets, he came from native South American heritage and Italian.
Yeah, they're all, it's very poor. It's the same in Italy, and where he ended up in Naples, that's the same nearly
so
as
he was,
part of
I
Brazil.
Suppose he got caught up in the mafia, he got caught up in drugs, drink.
Yeah. But I'll always remember him for the football. You know, that he was great. I thought he'd be gone long ago.
Thought he'd have died sooner?
I didn't think he'd live that long. He had a bonus, you know.
I would put him in a category with Pelé and, in fact, you know, all the great players of that time. But he was way ahead of his time. He brought Argentina huge success over the years.
Won them the World Cup in 86.
Yes.
1990 got them to the final, and then in 1994 he got thrown out.
Because of a drug substance, yes. But also, as well as winning the World Cup, he was known for the hand of God goal. He got a fantastic goal on the day, but then Peter Shilton came off with the ball, and Maradona put his hand up and was known as the hand of God.
And were you delighted with that? Was that exciting to watch live?
It was very exciting, yes. They were playing England at the time in the World Cup.
And just 4 years after the Falklands War.
Absolutely.
Lost.
And then he went to Napoli and was very successful from Napoli's point of view. He got he won them two titles, and then he managed the Argentinian team. But unfortunately, drink and drugs got control of him. And in latter years, he had a lot of ill health. And at 60 years of age, he did an operation about a week or 10 days ago. And hospital, but unfortunately, tragically, and as Jimmy McGee would say, Maradona was different class.
You think he was different class?
Different class to the strikers, yes. One of the world's best strikers, along with Pelé, I think, at the particular time.
So very sad.
And George Best would have been in that category as well. And again, another sad situation with George Best as that. Big loss to Argentina, I have to say. But he brought Argentina huge success during his time as a player.
I suppose I'm not a huge football fan, but he's known as one of the greatest footballers of all time. Some player, from what I understand, but that's about as much as my knowledge of football
goes. So you're not a big football man, but you just can't escape Diego Maradona. He's still there.
Probably one of the most famous footballers of all time.
He had character. He had lots of character. I hear he was a really good footballer. Not a big fan. But yeah, he was great. Sad. He was very young, 60.
And 60 is young, isn't it?
Very young.
60 is the new 40.
Exactly. I mean, I won't say that. But yeah, it's very young, and it's very disappointing. I mean, I think, you know, he did have such a following and inspiration, and he was. I mean, I do. My son loved him, but then again, you know, I mean, he's one of the big players. Him and George Best, I think, were the two big players of their day, and you know, there's been a lot to follow. I've heard Gary Lineker talked about him this morning, and in great terms, and that interview about the hand of God. But he definitely had character, and it's sad, very, very sad that we've lost such a great player at such a young age.
It was your hand or the hand of God?
Yes, you know, for me, man.
It was my hand. With this, I don't mean any disrespect to English fans. But this is something that happens. We used to do this. I had scored goals before in Argentina with my hand. It was a goal that I couldn't reach it, and Shilton was already there, so I couldn't head it. So I did like that.
In 86, he was just unplayable. I mean, I know you talk about the hand of God goal, and we could argue about that, but the other goal he scored in that game, I mean, you've got to realise as well, the pitch at the Azteca was awful. It had been kind of relayed just before, and you know, like you relay your garden with small pieces of turf, it was exactly like that. And every time you put your foot on one piece of turf, it kind of just disappeared under your foot. And to do what he did, that little pivot and turn on the halfway line and then go past the players like they weren't there, was just a most remarkable thing. It's the closest in my life that I've ever felt like I ought to applaud someone else scoring a goal. Obviously, I didn't, because you get destroyed back home. But he was head and shoulders the best player of my generation.
Could you compare him to Roy Keane? I shouldn't have mentioned Roy Keane in Cork.
Well, should I say that Roy Keane couldn't tie his boots?
So no comparison.
No comparison whatsoever. No comparison. Different era, and a different football brain. Maradona had a football brain.
So you feel that the media hounded him?
Unbelievable. I mean, Maradona couldn't go to the bathroom. Maradona couldn't go to the bathroom. The media want the news from Maradona all the time. The greatest in the world. There'll be never another Maradona.